Okay, we are up to Simin Ches, Sifkat and Beis, the laws of eating before davening. Are you allowed to eat before davening? Are you allowed to have a cup of coffee before davening? If you have a cup of coffee before davening, are you allowed to have sugar? Are you allowed to have milk? So to make a long story short, the answer is yes.
Excuse me, where are we starting today?
On page, he's going to show you. Let's see. So Nun Aleph Beis, the Aser Loy Le'echol Elishtais. He's telling us the Iker Hadin. Don't get scared. You're only coming here to learn Kulis, not here to learn Chumis. But let's learn Iker Hadin is the Aser Loy Le'echol Elishtais. You're not allowed to eat or drink Shenemar Le'soichlu Al Hadon. You may not eat al hadam, which is interpreted to mean lo soichlu, do not eat koydim shetispalalu al dimchem, before you pray for your blood. Before you pray for your blood, you shall not eat. V'chol oichel oishayse, anyone that eats or drinks, v'achakach mispalel, olav akosavaymer, v'oisi, me, Hashem says, concerning me, me, God, hashlachta, you have cast achrei gavecha, behind your back. You have made me secondary to you. Al tikri gavecha, do not read gavecha, which means your back, ela ge'echa, read it, your arrogance. In other words, first you satisfy yourself, you make yourself feel good, and then you go and you come to pray to me. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, li'achashe nisko ezeh. This person has expressed his arrogance by enjoying himself, taking delight in this world, then kibil alav malchus shamayim. V'afilu, therefore, the kids of Shulchan Aruch writes a very big chumra. V'afilu, therefore, lishtos coffee, ot im sugar, sugar v'cholav, ke sugar with milk osur. He paskins categorically without any embarrassment or any limitation. You're not allowed to take a cup of coffee and tea with sugar and milk before you daven. Don't get scared. Before you daven, you're not allowed to take a cup of coffee with sugar and milk. Okay, let's see. Don't get scared. Let's the ish hazakin v'cholosh. Oh, so I read the word cholosh. We're all young. No one, no such thing as old today. Today, if you're 100 years old, you're a young man. No such thing as being old today. The ish zakein v'cholosh. Person that's cholosh is weak. Oh, everyone's weak today. We're all together weak. It's hard for him to go and to wait until 11, 12 o'clock on a Shabbos, or even during the weekday until 7:30, until he finished davening. It's hard to wait that long. It's a long davening. This is incredible. It's better. You should daven Shachris b'yechidus, proper speed, v'yekadish, make kiddush, v'yoychal ezer davar, v'acharkach yelich lebeis hakneses, v'chave libo yimatziba b'tfil shachris, and you should daven at the same time they're davening in the, v'chave libo yimatziba b'tfil shachris, you should be mechave in your heart, and then you shall, I'm not sure what he means over here, I think he means the same time, that whenever they daven, there's an inyan that you should daven your private tefillah at the same time when the tzibur is davening the public tefillah, you should match up this man, if you can. The Yispal Achachimah of a Muslim, you go to Shul, Davin Musaf. So I guess you should go to Kriyas HaTorah. You shall try to make it for Kriyas HaTorah. Doesn't say that. I guess that's assumed. For lo sheyishte coffee sugar chodoyme, do not do that. That is categorically forbidden, to drink a cup of coffee with sugar before davening. Can you imagine what goes on in the nice hotels where they have lavish breakfasts?
Private home.
Okay. Beloy kabolas ol malchus shemayim tchila. Now the inu is very interesting. He writes here over and over, and I didn't appreciate this until I was preparing, and I have another sefer which has a lot of elaboration on the in Yom Kippur Shulchan Aruch, and there he talks a lot about saying Kriya Shema, about Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemaim. So we're going to see, I'll point out, just keep this in mind, this concept of saying Shema, that there is an inyan. If a person does want to have a cup of coffee, needs to eat. If a person does need to eat a meal before davening because he's very weak, he wants to really eat a significant amount of food, it's preferred, it's ideal that he should at least recite Kriya Shema. People think you only say Kriya Shema b'zman, right? So you go to shul. So all the shul, zman Kriya Shema is 9:45. Plenty of time. We start 10 to 9. We get to Kriya Shema by 9:30. Plenty of time. So therefore, I'm not going to say Kriya Shema. I want to say Kriya Shema with the brachos. Fine, that's okay. That's correct. That's ideal. But if a person is going to eat before davening, he gets up at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and he's going to have a meal before davening, then there is an idiom that you should say Kriya Shema before you eat. So there are two reasons why you say Kriya Shema before davening. Number one, the shul will not make the Zman Kriya Shema. If you daven the shul, they start 9 o'clock.
Make announcements.
But let's say daven the shul, therefore you have to say Kriya Shema during the time of the year when you're not going to make Zman Kriya Shema. So you say Kriya Shema before davening because you're not going to make the Zman Kriya Shema. But there's another reason why you should recite Kriya Shema before davening, and that's if you are planning on eating. Now coffee is not necessarily, okay, there are different levels, but in the Chanami, even coffee and sugar, it seems to say if you're going to have any sweetener, or you're going to eat, let's say you're going to really eat something significant, then you should recite Kriya Shema before you eat. Ach, letzach refuah, but let's say a person is not well, refuah, mutter le'echol, you can eat, v'lishtois, koidem atfil, before davening, shein b'zeh b'shom geilus, you're not doing it for gaiva, you're not doing it because you love yourself, you're doing it because you need koyach to daven. This really is Chabad. In most of the Chabad shuls, the kiddush is before davening. I'm sure none of you are aware of that.
They don't stop.
9 o'clock is Kiddush. They have Kiddush before. Kiddush before. And after Kiddush, then you first start down. Why? How it's connected to Kula? No, it's based upon this concept is that we need koyach. You need koyach in order to daven properly to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's all done l'shem Shemayim. So this is very popular in Chabad shuls to have the kiddush before the davening, first breakfast, and then we daven. By the Litvaks, this is not exactly going to go off well. Ach, letzach refuah mutar lecha lishtois koidem atfila shein b'zeh mishum geyus v'chein im ein lo bo yochel l'slachav daita b'tfila. A person just cannot, he's weak, he cannot concentrate. B'li achil v'shia im yirtze yochel lecha lishtois, if you want, you could eat and drink koidem atfila. Let's see over here, the kitzur shulchan aruch, he just mentioned a few short things. Im sugar tzukor v'cholav osar. Ayin v'mishna b'ra. The kavana sacharayim sh'ashu im sugar davkim noise. Now he says in which we don't do today. It's very bizarre what he says. I don't know. It seems like there used to be this custom of putting sugar in your mouth.
Yes.
Tablets. They have it today also, but you take a black coffee.
Mm-hmm.
It seems it's very popular. You don't put the sugar in the coffee. You put the sugar. Such a thing?
Sure. 50 years ago.
What do you say? 50 years ago?
Yes.
Today people do this?
No.
Yeah. Anyone do this?
I don't have to do this.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it seems that this was a popular, it's not the people...
They had three different sizes. They had dots, cubes, and tablets. Three different sizes.
Wow, okay. So this is what's very popular. So he discusses the technique. Okay, how exactly, when is it mutter, when is it also? He writes over here as follows. So, Ayin b'mishna b'ra. The kavodas achvayim shashu im sugar dafka. When is it also with sugar dafka? Im noisin l'soichoy l'matkoy. If you put the sugar, like what we do today, you put the sugar in the coffee, and you stir it, and you smell that delicious, sweet coffee, that is awesome. The zeh awesome. Koyd matila, avalim lo keach ma'ad, let's say take a little small amount of sugar, befif. You put a cube in your mouth before, be'ez ha-shashsiyah, ain awesome. That's mutter. There's no, because then you're not sweetening, you just that it should not be bitter. When it goes into your mouth, it should right away be diluted with the sugar in your mouth. V'yayin b'shayl z'chubas t'suras shay. Shekot sav l'hepach, pumfa keret. To look at the sech piv also. If you put the cube in your mouth, it's also avol l'titim l'seicha. But to put the cube of sugar inside the drink, mutter ayin sham. Okay, so different. Some say pum fakert. What's the bottom line? So right away, Rabbi Braun comes to our rescue and he tells us what the minhag olam is today. I told you, only here to learn kulis. I'm not here to teach you any chumras. Chas v'shalom. Only kulis. V'haminhag hayom lo hokel. Bechol inyan. Today we're very shvach. today, whatever you want to do, you can do. You have a cup of sugar, a coffee before davening, and you put sugar. The ayin b'shailas hashuvas heishiv Mordechai. B'cholinyan. That's what he says. I didn't write this. B'cholinyan.
Extend that to a Danish.
No, that's going a little bit too far. But all right. Look, haminik hayom lahakal b'cholinyan. We reference to sugar drinking. It says in the pasuk lo soichlu al hadam. Do not eat. Drinking is not eating. The ayin the shailus achubas heishiv Moshe the matir tima ba'olma rak shlo yimale kresam. Even tima, he writes there, even a little taste of food. Tima simply means food. Even tima food is mutter. Rak shlo yimale kresam, don't have a meal. That's not proper. The yehi l'shem shemayim, it should be l'shem shemayim. The alkaponim yekodim or hayoyim. He writes the chatil should be before. Now he, no, oh, so he's getting in the balance. Something, discuss something else. He writes before or hayoyim, which before dawn. Now before dawn, there's no issue. There's really
don't do it before you go to shul. Do it earlier.
Earlier now. There's another issue. Okay, the bottom line is the minhag ha'olam is kol chazima ma'adavar is to be megel. You see that you go to a shul, have an early daf yomi. The early daf yomi, everyone has a cup of coffee, sugar, artificial sweetener. I don't know which is more which is greater poison. The artificial sweetener is more poison than real sugar. I don't know. Well, the sugar is greater poison than the artificial sweetener. Okay, but the people whatever they have, you have coffee with the sugar, all different types of sugar. Whatever it is, you see people are make those that are more sensitive to these issues. You want to be machmer, kol hakavod, tovei lo bracha, to be more machmer. To have a meal before davening, obviously that's a little going a little bit too far, obviously. But if some people are very weak, they're very shach, we definitely do not follow what it says here in the Kitzur, where it says that it's better to daven be a chidus. This is an incredible chiddush. You have to be aware of the severity of the issur. The Kitzur says, better daven be chidus, and then eat, and then go to shul. It's an incredible chiddush. But that is what he says. Okay, now the next thing, the next year. Now the next issue. There's another issue. Let's say you are mach. Let's learn with on the tzad that you machmi. You do not eat before davening. What about eating before alois hashachar, before dawn? Many people on a fast day, especially in the summer, it's a long fast day, Shavuos b'Tammuz, it's a long day, they get up before dawn, 72 minutes before sunrise, and they eat a meal. Is that permitted? And is that proper? Permitted, it definitely is. There's no question. Is the zaman, the prohibition to start eating before davening only begins when the zaman of davening arrives. The zaman of davening arrives at alois hashachar, 72 minutes before sunrise. So before the zaman of davening arrives, there is absolutely no prohibition to eat. There's no prohibition on circle al hadam. However, there is a debate among the Mefarshim, if it's proper. Is there an inyan that you person, let's say he goes to sleep, he's finished, you go to sleep, let's say at 11 o'clock, and you go early to bed, early to rise, makes you man well.
Healthy, wealthy.
Say it again?
Healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Early to bed, early to rise. So you go to sleep at 11 o'clock, you wake up 4 o'clock in the morning to learn a Blat Gemara. So you wake up Alois HaShachar, it's 5 o'clock, 5:30. So I'm up at 4 o'clock. You know what? I'm going to make it my custom now from here on in. I'm going to have a delicious breakfast. 4 o'clock, Danish, and a whole pancakes. This is my daily minute. Is it the right thing to do? You get up, you go to sleep. This is your sleep 11 to whatever it is. You go to sleep, 5 o'clock, you're up. Is it the proper thing to eat a meal every day before Alois HaShachar? So this is debated among the Mefarshim. Some say, not only is it mutter, there's no reason in the world why you should not be allowed to do this. L'chatchilo, you can do it, you can have a delicious breakfast. Others say, no, it's not proper. Because l'soichlu al hadam, even though it's true the zman of tefillah has not yet arrived until dawn, dawn is going to be in an hour from now, but being that you have already slept, and you have now woken up, and now you're in the process of your day has begun, which will soon include tefillah, and now what you're doing an hour before dawn is just a hachana for tefillah, it is still not in the spirit of l'soichlu al hadam to have a meal. So it's a lifestyle question. Is it a proper thing to do? It's an interesting dilemma, and that is debated among the Mefarshim. Some say yes, some say not. Yes.
Before a fast, you're supposed to make it tonight.
Awesome. Before a fast, right.
If I get up, then I could eat.
I can eat, right. Very good, because right, very good, because you go to sleep at night, and that goes to show that going to sleep already begins the next day.
Yeah.
And this proves the point that why it's not necessarily a proper thing on a daily basis to make yourself a meal before Lois HaShachar, because the day has already begun. The day has begun. The first thing that you do during the day is tzedek lefonav yelech, is you daven. And if you're davening, l'soch lo al hadam, you don't eat before you daven. Oh, but the zman of tefillah has not yet arrived. Okay, that's a technical loophole. A technical legal loophole that you're allowed to eat. But it's still not in the spirit of the halacha to have a meal, a five-course meal, every single day before Alois HaShachar. Exactly what you said, because the day has already begun when you go to sleep. Going to sleep to a certain degree is the meaning of the next day that sets into motion the meaning of the next day. But once in a while, obviously there's no prohibition to do once in a while. That's certainly like on a fast day. That's definitely no question about it. You need the kirch for the whole day. You can have a meal before you wake up in the morning. And by the way, if you want to wash, if you want to have a real meal, you're not allowed to. You have to have at least a half an hour before Alois HaShachar. So Alois HaShachar begins, let's say, at 5:30, and you want to sit down and wash a real su'udas keva. You're not allowed to sit down to wash, and you have to start at least at 5 o'clock or 4:49, more than a half an hour. If you're not washing, you're just taking a snack before Alois HaShachar, then you do not need to wait an additional half an hour.
He brings down here in Kitzis Shulchan Aruch Gimel. Yesh Oimrim Sha'afil Iim B'chatzayis Halayla. It's Asur Lo Litan Koydim Shiyispalo.
Right, that's what we're coming to right now. Right, that's what we're coming to right now. Let's do that. Indeed, let's right now get into that. Gimel. Like we said, this is exactly what we just said. This debate about you have already, it's not yet the zman of tefillah, but it's already after chatzos, and you have already slept. You're done. It's not like at midnight, like people, they first come home after chatzos, right? You work late, so you first get up from your night shift, you come home first, so you first have dinner. We're not discussing that. We're discussing a person who already went to sleep. You're already done. You went to sleep at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, you go to sleep early, you get up very early, and now you're finished. So now the day already has begun for you. Is it proper for you to eat before davening? So, yesh oimim, shafilu, im kam b'chatzos halayla, oslo litoim kodim sheyispalal, v'chein nochoin lahachmir. Ach, im cholosh libo, a person is weak, mutlo lechol, v'lishtois eizedover, lechaze gufa litor, if a person is going to learn the rest of the night, and you need koyach, you're allowed to do so without question. Dalit. Mayim, water, v'chein tea or coffee, b'loy tzukah, without sugar, u'v'loycha, without milk, mutu lishtois koidim hatil, there is no limitation whatsoever. Water, coffee, a black coffee, a tea with no milk and sugar is mutter, af la'achar sha'ol amud hashachar, even after, because the pasuk says lo soichlu, and flavored water, bitter water, black coffee is not called achila. Ki ein de'elu mishum geos, there is no gaiva. Ve'afilu b'shabbos v'yom tov shechai b'kiddush, even Shabbos and yechai v'kiddush, mutu lishtos dvarim elu koidim shatfila. Ve'ein ha'kiddush ma'akvai. Kevan shekoidim ha'tfila adayin lo yigia zman kiddush. But since it's before tfila, the zman kiddush has not arrived, ve'ein ha'kiddush elu b'mokim suda, v'hainu semach l'achila, v'ri'i evshle lechol koidim tfilas ha'shachar. Now let me ask you a very interesting question. When is the Chiyuv Tefillah Kiddush begin? So you'll tell me, the Chiyuv Kiddush begins after you finish davening. Well, what part of davening, to be precise? So Gerach Hasidim, I don't know for sure, if I'm not mistaken, the Gerach Hasidim whole, you have to be very good, it says, the Zman of Achila. It doesn't say tefillah. Oh, so what is called zman achila? So zman achila, some learn, means after kriyas haTorah. In ger, it's their minug before they lain. They learn. They take a break and they learn for an hour. Can you imagine for a whole hour? You daven shachris, and now it's good shachris, a very long psuki de zimra, and a long birchas kriyashma, with a very, very nice, no, Lubavitch, they have the kiddush before davening. No, they have before they have a kiddush. I'm talking about ger, they don't eat, they're very makbid. Ger, chasidim, the makbid, there's no eating before davening, don't play games. Le'seichlu al hadam, you don't eat before you daven. Okay, so they don't eat, but drink, you can have a cup of coffee. Right, you can have without sugar. Okay, even with sugar, we already mentioned that we're very makel b'zman. We all beget a cholosh, so we're very makel. Okay, sugar, no big deal. If you have sugar, fine, but only drinking. Now you finish shachris on shekeladoin, davin shmon esrei yismach moisha. You finish chazaras hashatz kaddish sholem. Break. 1 hour, everyone sits down, they learn the focus of Torah. During that 1 hour break, can you have a cup of coffee? Can you have a cup of coffee during that 1 hour break?
No.
You already davened, right? You already davened. Zman Kiddush, the Zman Kiddush is upon you. When the Zman Kiddush is upon you, you can't even take a drink of water before you make Kiddush. Yeah. Is that really true? Water also? What?
It says by eating, what time is your normal?
Oh.
Eating has nothing to do with
that. Exactly. That's exactly the point I want to make. If I'm not mistaken, they drink coffee. They drink coffee after shachris, before, I'm not certain, but this is what I've heard. Many chassidim, they drink coffee after shachris, which to us is mind-boggling. You tell us a litvak, what?
Without
kiddush. You drink a cup of coffee without making kiddush after you finish shachris, because it's before Kriyas HaTorah. And if you are holding before Kriyas HaTorah, you are automatically in the category, it's not yet Zman Achila. There's no such thing on Shabbos as it being Zman Achila. Zman Achila is a relative term. It doesn't necessarily mean on the clock, 11 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Zman Achila means you finished the service to the point where now you're already holding, you're in range of eating. You cannot be considered to be within the time when you're going to sit down to a meal if you have not yet leaned. So if you already have done Kriyas HaTorah and you did not yet daven Musaf, that's already called Samuch. L'zman achila. Yisamuch. All you gotta do, just say Shmona Esrei, you're gonna go home and eat meal. But before Kriyas HaTorah, in your mind, I'm not yet holding by eating, because it's not on the horizon. It's before Kriyas 7 Aliyas. It takes a long time to lay. A lot of Mishaberachs to make. A lot of money to collect. A lot of Lashon Hara to say, Ben Gavra L'Gavra. There's a lot going on until you get to Zman achila. So if I'm not mistaken, Chassidim, Gera Chassidim, they have coffee. They have coffee after shachris, during that 1 hour break when they learn Gemara, when they learn until the Zman of Kriyas HaTorah. Because the Zman Kiddush has nothing to do with davening. Zman Kiddush has what to do with Zman Achila. And he makes very carefully says that. Look at the words over here. So Kevin Shekodem HaTfilah Adayin Le'Higia Zman, before Tfilah Adayin Le'Higia Zman, the Ein Kiddush Ela B'Mokoyim Suda, the Hainu Somuch Le'Achila. That the Zman Kiddush is Somuch Le'Achila. That's when the Chiyuv Kiddush is Chal upon you. You're not allowed to eat until you make Kiddush. But you have to be Somuch to Achila. I'm not yet Somuch Le'Achila. We have not yet lain Kriyas HaTorah. Harei Yev Shuloi Lechol Koydim Hilos HaShachar. And it's impossible to eat before. So what does that go back on? I'm going to confuse over here. What is over here? Mutter lishtoy stvarm elu kol va tfilu ve ina kidish ma akva kevin shkoy ma tfilu adayn lagi zman kidish ve ina kidish al makam suda ve hayn sam akhid ve haray yev shlo la la khol koydem tfilu sha sha kha you can't eat, right? You're not allowed to eat before you daven shachris, and you're not allowed to eat before you lay either. So therefore we're not yet holding at the zman of kiddush, and therefore there's no reason why you can't take a cup of coffee without sugar for sure at this point in time. Ches, how to say hey, Hey, halacha. Hey, asur lahakdim lepesach chaver. Now we go to a new halacha. Things that you're not allowed to do before davening. You're not allowed to go lepesach chaver lekal upon a lidlashon. You're not allowed to go say to someone to your friend shalom aleichem before davening. The first thing you do before davening is you give kabbalas ponim to the ribbono shalom, not to your friend. Also lahakdim lepesach chaver lekal upon a lidlashon. The word shalom is Hashem's name. Shalom aleichem. Yafil loim alo. Even to say not Hashem's name, but to say Safra Demora Tov. Good morning. Good morning. You're not allowed to say that. Guten Morgen. Shenemar. Chidlu lochem min ha'adam. We learned this in Yeshaya. Desist. Stay away from man. Asher neshama v'yapo. What is he worth? Well, how dare you go and give Kabbalah to a human being before you makabel the Ribbono Shel Olam? Kolaymar, Bameh Hashavta. So the Gemara says, Bameh Hashavta Lazeh, how did you give Hashivah's importance to this man? Shekdamta Kvaidoy Lichvaidoy, you've given him more honor than you've given to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, so therefore, all that means is you're not allowed to go be makabel ponof. Don't go out of your way, Gzuntai, don't go, I go down, East, go down East 19th Street. So, what?
If you happen to bump into
someone. But if you bump into them, Mitzad Hadin, he's very machmir, mutal even l'sholom. Ach nochoin, so you're allowed to say shalom aleichem. But that's too much, because saying shalom, that's a bracha. You're using Hashem's name, you're using the Ribbono Shel Olam against him. It's a double insult. Because shalom means Hashem. May Hashem be upon you. You're telling that Hashem should be upon you before you say good morning to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's not proper. So you should instead do not say the word shalom aleichem if you bump into him, but rather say to him good morning. Because morning, you're not using the shem Hashem. Ach nochon l'shanes b'l'shanek d'shiitin leiv. You should pay attention. Shu also l'sake b'dvar ma'achinim al atrei spal. You should tell a person, don't be insulted. I'm greeting you, but I'm not going to give you a lavish greeting because I have not yet davened. Vav. Right, good Shabbos, or you say good morning, but it's not proper to say to a human being before you daven the words shalom aleichem, even if you bump into him. And certainly, it's not proper to go out of your way to a kabbal person to give a person shalom. Let's say you have a big diplomat, or someone came for Eretz Yisrael in the middle of the night. Right, let's say you have a friend you haven't seen in 5 years. It happens. We have a relative. A relative comes for a chasni, they have a simcha, and all the relatives are coming, and you're putting them up by a neighbor, and they've arrived. 4 o'clock in the morning, the plane was delayed, and they arrived 4 o'clock in the morning, and your neighbor so kindly opened up the door and he put him up for the morning. And if now you wake up in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, 6:30, on your way to shul, and you know he's awake and you want to go, knock on the door and give him shalom, thank you so much for coming to my family simcha. Are you allowed to go knock on the door and say, oh, you haven't davened yet? It's awesome. You're not allowed to. It's not the right thing to do. You have to first go daven and then you can come upon him. Vav, I feel a little light. Also, lahaskel mishalom mishalom l'shachar. You're not even allowed to learn before alam l'shachar. Ach mishu ragalilach lebezak neses. Why not? Because if you're going to learn Torah, you're going to be nimshach. You're going to get engrossed in the learning, and before you turn around, you're going to forget. You're going to get lost. Ach mishu ragalilach lebezak neses. A person that goes, he's ragal. You have a kavua. You have an alarm clock. You have a seder kavua. Or you're in the bezak neses, and you're in the shul, and they're not going to let you continue giving the daf yomi once the zman arrives. People have to go to work. They're going to make sure that they start brachas. So then, once you have someone, the shomer, to make sure that you're going to stop learning, then you mutter. Ein lochu shiamod hazman, mutter lo, it's mutter as long as someone is watching you. V'chein mishu lo meidim achedim. If you learn with others, im lo yil murata yispat lo bilibudim. Another tatakon. Even if you get carried away in your learning, but Talmud Torah d'Rabim, it's someone else. Mutter lo meidimahem ki zuchus harabim dover gadolhu. Olavad sheyashkichay shlo laver zman atvila. As long as you appoint a person, or as long as you're certain that you're not going to lose zman atvila. Let's see over here the Hashem in the bottom. Gvis lepesach haver. Ayn b'shuv shvus Yaakov. The davka lepesach haver also. Avol Rabbi oyla adonai. He goes misharetz etz balabayis mutter. Unbelievable kulos. See, we're all here for kulos. But if it's your Rebbe, or it's someone that you are subordinate to, you're allowed to go be makabel panav before davening. Because you're doing it because that's protocol. You're not doing because you're choosing to give a human being kavod before the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's part of the job. It's part of your life. It's part of their heretz. Tchein kasev betzlach vayim b'shnebur shakasev degam lepesach aviv oy rabbi also. He says not so pashut. He disagrees. Machlokes apoyis, even to your rebbe or your father, you're not allowed to be makdim to go to their pesach before you go to the Beis HaKnesses. He is a chiluki deos. If there's a prohibition of going to a person that you are, that is greater than you, your rebbe, your father, or someone along those lines, machlokes apoyis will stop here.